This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 142. Skype me, matey. Top 3 don'ts for meeting English speakers online. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
So Gabby, how can our listeners become insiders with the All Ears English?
Go to www.allearsenglish.com/100. It's 100.
What can they get there?
That's where you get on our email list, our insider list, where we have conversations with you on email and even sometimes on Skype.
But it's not just getting on the list. There's something even more awesome there that they can get, right?
That's right, because 100 means 100 most common phrases in the English language, an ebook that we made just for you.
Super useful, and up to today, 900 people have downloaded this ebook, so it's awesome! In this episode, learn the top 3 mistakes that might be killing your connections with Americans before they even start.
Hey Lindsay, what's up?
I'm doing great, Gabby. So do you wanna, I hear you're working on your English. Are you working on your English?
Yes, I'm okay. Working on my English.
Okay, great.
And actually, I was wondering if you would be able to meet me online to like practice English sometime.
Oh, okay. Sure, I'd be happy to do that with you. And here are 3 times that I'm available. Next Friday at 2, next Saturday at 1, or next Sunday at 9 p.m. So just let me know if you wanna go home and look at your schedule. Just let me know what time works for you and get back to me.
Well, just give me your Skype ID and I'll see you there sometime.
Oh, that's kind of weird. So actually, what do you mean by sometime?
I mean, if I happen to be online, then I'll send you a message.
Okay, so that doesn't really work for me so much, to be honest. Actually, you know, my job is teaching English and my day is busy, to be honest. So I need to know the time because, you know, I have other people to meet with and I have things to do. So what time could you meet?
What was that the first time you said?
Friday at 2.
Yeah, maybe. I can maybe do that. Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, Friday at 2, maybe. I don't know. I might have something else going on, but if I don't, if I'm free, then I'll see you then. Maybe.
Okay, now I'm confused. So I think I'm just going to move on to another student. Anyways, good luck with your English.
But...
Okay, guys.
Wow.
That's a realistic picture of what's happened a few times or what could happen.
Right.
And this issue involves culture, it involves language, it involves a misunderstanding and
Absolutely.
A difference in the way we conduct our schedules.
Right. So we know that when you're learning a language, one great tool is to meet people online to exchange language, right? To practice English. And a lot of people are using Skype or Google Hangouts. And in order to meet someone online, you have to make some kind of plan, right? But there's an issue here because some cultures are more time-oriented, right? Some have a little looser vision of time and scheduling. So when you're scheduling to practice or when you want to practice English online, we have some suggestions, some advice. We'd like to share our top 3 don'ts, which I exhibited in this conversation here, trying to schedule some practice with Lindsay.
Yeah, Gabby made a lot of mistakes here.
Oh, man. So our first tip is not setting. This is what not to do, right?
This is
A mistake you might be making is not setting a specific time. What's wrong with not setting a specific time?
Okay, so this is from my perspective as an English speaker, as an American person, the way I feel when you respond to my email like that and you say, oh, I'm not sure what time, I'll see you on Skype. I feel like it's rude.
It's not important to the person.
Like,
right?
You don't really care about practicing because if you cared, then you would actually set a time. You
That's
would be
right.
very conscientious about the
That's
time.
Right.
And it feels flaky.
Right.
What's flaky?
like you're not a responsible or reliable person. Now, I understand that you don't always know what's going to happen with your schedule. Things come up, right? Mm-hmm. Things change. And I think maybe that's why some people are reluctant to schedule something definitely. Because if you schedule, let's say, Friday at 1 o'clock, and then something happens, and you can't make it, then that's really offensive, right?
Right.
But we can't take it seriously if you don't schedule a specific time.
Yeah, so the recommendation here is if you think there could be anything that would interfere with your ability to meet with the person, your partner, whoever it is, on Skype at that time, don't even schedule a time at that time. Schedule time that you know you will be in front of the computer.
Right.
And if there aren't any times you know you'll be in front of the computer, maybe Skype meetings are not the best option for
you. Yeah, that's right. Maybe you need a more independent English learning program. Perhaps, you know, purchasing a course, a video course that you can watch anytime on your own time.
Or just the podcast,
That's right.
Our podcast is a great way to listen on demand
anytime.
When you want.
Anytime. That's right. Okay. The next tip for a don't, the next mistake, is not giving enough advanced notice. So let's say, you know, I want to meet Lindsay Friday at 1 o'clock, and right now it's Friday at 12 o'clock. So I write Lindsay, I say, okay, I'm available at 1 o'clock.
Right.
In 1 hour.
Right. Let's imagine I had sent you that, or you had sent me that email 3 days before, and I hadn't heard from you.
Right.
Right? And then all of a sudden, it's the time, or it's 1 hour before the time, and you're saying, I want to meet you at this time. Again, it's a little bit, it's rude, it's offensive, it's disrespectful, because we can't just stop what we're doing and jump on Skype.
That's right. That's right, exactly. So what would be an appropriate amount of time, like the minimum amount of time to schedule? I would say a day in advance, 24
hours. Yeah, 24 hours. I think for scheduling and for canceling, 24 hours. Now, this is not just for English lessons. It's for any time you're meeting someone, again, to practice your English or to...
Any appointment.
Any kind of appointment with a colleague, any appointment when you're dealing with someone in the U.S. I think we're speaking for the U.S. here. I can't speak for England and Australia.
Right.
It's for the U.S. Anytime you're meeting a colleague, a networking opportunity on Skype, give 24 hours notice to cancel and to schedule in advance.
Just like in real life. And that leads us to the third mistake that you might be making is treating Skype as different than in person, not giving a Skype meeting the same importance as meeting someone face to face. Remember that across that screen, there is a real person waiting for you.
Yeah, a real person who's given up something else to meet with you.
Exactly. So treat your online appointments just as you would treat your real life face to face appointments, and give them the priority that they deserve. So, so Lindsay mentioned, you know, if you can't make it, try to cancel 24 hours in advance, right? Mm-hmm. If something happens, an emergency, whatever, the best thing you can do is contact the person you're trying to meet as soon as possible. The worst thing you could do is not contact them because you feel embarrassed or something.
We call that a no-show.
Yeah, or getting stood up.
really bad.
Yeah. So the three mistakes, again, not setting a specific date, not giving enough advance notice, and not treating an online meeting as important as a face-to-face meeting. And we offered some solutions, right? You know, making sure that your schedule is open and you set a specific time when you're definitely available, right? At least 24 hours or 1 day in advance, and giving that meeting the priority it deserves, because online meetings are more and more frequent, and they're going to take the place, I believe, they're going to take the place of face-to-face meetings
Pretty soon. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that success in life and business and whatever it is really comes down to getting into the head of the person you're working with.
That's right.
And so what we've given you guys today is we've given you a glimpse of the way that a lot of Americans think about scheduling.
Right.
So think about how you think about scheduling and compare that to what we've just told you today. And just consider that before you set up a meeting with someone in the U.S. What are they going to think about this if I don't show up? Or what are they going to think about this if I cancel? you know, an hour before? How are they going to feel?
Right. And this topic is not to make you feel bad about yourself or guilty, but just to plan for success and communicating with Americans.
Yeah, we want you guys to succeed, and we're here to help you do that comes to the U.S.
That's right.
There you go.
And if you have any questions or doubts, like if you want to know when is it okay to cancel a Skype meeting, leave us a comment on our blog post, allearsenglish.com/142.
Yeah, perfect. See you guys soon. Thank you. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.